All right, Grant, can you hear me?
I can.
Perfect. All right, we are now joined by Grant Enfinger. We will get straight into questions. So if you have a question for Grant, please raise your hand and we'll get started. All right, let's go to John Newby.
Thank you. Obviously, like the start of the season, we didn't know exactly what to expect from the team, kind of all of the different shuffling that happened. You know, can you kind of describe how this meets your expectations, you know, switching over to this team this year?
Yeah, going into this year, I wouldn't have come over to CR7 Motorsports if I didn't feel like we had the ingredients to be successful. But yeah, I'd say the first third of the season, performance and just our speed and our execution and myself and just as a whole, I feel like we did not meet expectations, and I feel like kind of the whole stint of the season, I feel like we have met our expectations. But from a long-term standpoint and from, you know, continuing to progress through the end of the year, we've got a long ways to go. And we know that. And I guess what has been pretty cool for myself is I was kind of, you know, towards the end of last year, kind of working towards this and having a lot of the conversations that I don't normally have from manufacturers and sponsors and personnel, and to kind of have some early struggles and then to kind of come to our own here towards the middle part of the season to still have a vision for what we want to be successful long term and to see everybody buying in. It's been pretty cool. So yeah, definitely proud of our progress, but we all know we've got a long ways to go.
Okay. And then obviously, you know, like you're one of the most tenured guys, you have a ton of playoff experience with a couple different teams. I was curious, from your perspective as a veteran, what are some of the hurdles that other drivers have to overcome where, you know, some guys may have like faltered either trying too hard or something else?
Yeah, I mean, I think is a whole, you've got to execute, right? And there's more on the line now, but you can't overstep that boundary and take yourself out of it. I think from a veteran status or somebody that's been here before, I feel like I do have that, you know, mentality and that experience to lean on, but you've got to have everything. And I feel like we've got the speed with our non-truck. I feel like our champion power equipment Chevys we've been bringing to the track have been very fast the last 6-8 races and unloaded good and made it better. But you've got to execute in the playoffs. You can't have a bad last restart. You can't have a bad day on pit road. You can't, you know, have a spotter driver error. So I definitely feel like, you know, from just a playoff format, obviously there's more pressure on everybody that could, you know, affect some guys. But I feel like for our group and for myself and for Jeff Snakewitz and for the leadership on our team, I feel like even though we're a first-year team in this situation, I feel like from a core group standpoint, we have been here before, and I feel like we know what to expect. We know what's on the line, and I feel like it'll be a little bit more straightforward for us to just execute.
Absolutely. Makes sense. Thank you.
All right, next we'll go to Bob
Pockris.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, so, I mean, Grant, I assume that you're going to be back there next year.
Yep.
And so, like, how different is this compared to when you were sitting talking to us a year ago?
Yeah, last year this time, didn't know if the team was or wasn't going to be around or manufacturers and yeah, just obviously big uncertainty last year. I feel like just as a whole, you know, Cody, everybody, the Grant County Mulch family, like from an ownership standpoint, Champion Power Equipment, everybody, Jeff Stankwitz, Michael Sheldon, our general manager, like all our core group is entered this thinking long term, and we still are thinking long term. So I feel like we don't have that hurdle that we had last year. I feel like everybody's just eyes are forward on how do we make our team and organization and our trucks better every week, and we all know what our jobs are going to be next year. So obviously that's from a external factor That's definitely a lot less stress going on. So yeah, now we can just focus on what matters. So yeah, just from a long term and my standpoint, I'm at CR7 Motorsports for a long time.
So in that sense, like when you were putting this all together last year, how many years are you thinking it would take to get this team to be able to contend for a championship? And are you at that schedule? Are you ahead of that schedule? And if you're ahead of that schedule, does that make this like almost, whatever happens, happens, but, you know, you'll take what you get this year and know that it's building.
That's an interesting question for sure. I'd say just as a whole, our first third of the season, we were not meeting myself or Jeff's expectations by a long shot. I feel like this middle part of the season we are, but from a just a consistent race winner standpoint and from a consistent championship contender standpoint, we have a long ways to go from our organization and from just our overall culture at the shop. But we have made mega gains and the guys are bought in and we are on the right track. But it is not, I don't think it was far-fetched right now, and I don't think it was far-fetched in January when me and Jeff talk about, you know, our expectations for us to be contending for a championship this year. I think we have a long ways away from just an organization standpoint in general, but we have all the ingredients to success. We have a great crew chief who has won a truck series championship before. Obviously I've been in this situation before. Our guys on pit road are really, really good. We're netting out really good on gaining spots on pit road. And our potential in our trucks are really, really high this year. So just looking at these seven races and this playoff, I do not think it's far-fetched for us to contend or to win a championship this year. And I think just from a consistent championship contending team, we still have a good bit of work to do, Bob.
Okay, next we'll go to Zach Albert. Go ahead, Zach.
Thanks, Sam. Grant, I was curious. I knew this year it's a different team, different situation, but is there a confidence level rolling back into Milwaukee where you won from the pole last season?
You know, I think there's probably more of a confidence level from how our team has performed this middle third of the season. As a driver, you always have tracks that fit your driving style or whatnot. As drivers, our job is to be good at every track we go to, right? But there's certain ones that just kind of fit your style. And I feel like definitely Milwaukee fits my driving style, so I'm excited from that standpoint. But so much just evolved so quickly in our series and at this level of racing. The advances are continuous. So I don't know if we took everything identical to what we had last year, I don't know if that would win the race this year. But yeah, definitely from a driver's standpoint, I'm looking forward to the place. I feel like Milwaukee raced a lot better than I expected it to going into last year. I'd never seen the place. I was kind of, worried about just being single file, follow the leader. And man, there was, three grooves and you could kind of race wherever you wanted to and a lot of tire fall off and less of the aero penalties that we pay at a lot of these, bigger tracks. I'm looking forward to it from that standpoint. But from a race car driver and from a, seeing what goes on behind the scenes, I'm trying to manage my expectations and we're kind of operating off of this year's playbook as opposed to last year's playbook as far as how we're approaching Milwaukee.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yep.
Do we have any additional questions for Grant? Okay, we'll go to Francesco.
Hi, Grant, nice to meet you. I would like to ask you about your last year, because now you are like alone with being the only driver of CR7 Motorsport. The team grew so much during the season as performance and also as you as a driver you did a lot of work developing the truck. So I would like to ask you, realistically, how is the level of the team compared to the top?
You know, I mean, I feel like I've been with the mega teams in the truck series, and obviously CR7 Motorsports is a single truck team, which has some disadvantages, but we have a lot of advantages, I feel like, as far as that goes, too. We're building another brand new truck here for the playoffs. I feel like we can kind of shift directions quicker than some of the bigger organizations, and I feel like from a single truck team, like, you can still get it done in the truck series, but you've got to have full manufacturer support, which we're getting a lot of support from Chevrolet, and have worked closely with these guys for the last 3 years, and feel like we've been part of developing our team, but also feel like I've helped and have benefited from some of that help on the Chevrolet side of things, but we also have a really tight and really, really good relationship with the McAnally guys, and feel like our alliance there is really strong. I feel like that's been able to help us, you know, kind of work out some of our kinks at the beginning of the year, and I feel like it's been a good give and take relationship, where I feel like we've been able to bring some stuff to the table during this middle part of the season as well. So I think we've definitely got the small team feel, and definitely a lot of disadvantages go along with being a small team up against these mega teams, but we have some advantages as well.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
All right, Grant, thanks so much for spending some time with us here this afternoon, and good luck in the playoffs.
You're welcome. Thank you.